This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
The pitch probably was something like, it's Facebook meets Twilight, but with a lot of blood and violence. So we got Jesse Eisenberg from the Facebook movie and Kristen Stewart from the Twilight movies. And they're in a movie called American Ultra, which has something approximating the violence of A Clockwork Orange, which they called Ultra Violence, for those of you who read the book, saw the Stanley Kubrick movie. But that's about all the similarities that we have between American Ultra and Stanley Kubrick. Directed by the director of Project X, which was sort of a millennial party movie, American Ultra tries to cross genres in a way that its apparent target audience is probably presumed to be hungering for. But the fan base that accepted Pineapple Express and the sort of James Franco, Seth Rogen thriller, comedy, stoner genre of movies has hopefully has more discerning taste than American Ultra can serve up. Not really committing to comedy or action movie or stoner movie is fine if you do any of the above very well, but these are talented actors working with decent directing. And so what gets lost is really that it's hard to, when you're expecting to watch comedy and you see people getting their heads cut in half and it's not a zombie movie, and you see Topher Grace and John Leguizamo trying really hard, it just feels somewhat empty. So we'll see if genres are still intact. We live in a time in which it's fashionable to be uncategorically different, but that doesn't mean that different is necessarily better.